fashionista, the one and only Joe Lincoln, with some friends, Brandon and Paige from the Genesee Country Village and Museum joining us today.
Yes, there's a new runway, and it's at the museum.
Serious?
And I, you know, my fashion friends are going to tell you all about it. And
all right.
I mean, they're super educated, so have at it, you guys.
Brandon, what's your title at the...
I work as the curator of the John L. Whaley Gallery at Genesee Country Village Museum.
And Paige, you're the...
And I'm the director of communication.
Perfect. Anyway, go ahead. Joan had a question.
So we have a second year of Becoming Gendered, our latest fashion and textile exhibit that will be extending through 2024.
And who's going to be presenting? You have an event this, what, in the next couple of weeks as well, right?
Yes, on Saturday, November 4th, we have our Fall Lecture Day with four exciting presenters. Myself, Michael Galbin from Gnondagon, Chaney McKnight from Not Your Mama's History, and our keynote speaker, Susan Green of the Bruce and Susan Green Costume Collection.
Right. How many pieces are in this collection that you refer to?
Oh, gosh. As far as pieces, in 2010, when we purchased the collection, there were about 3,500 pieces.
Wow.
Certainly expanded
wow.
since then.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. I my new fashion friends and I became acquainted because I had some historic garments. And so,
when you say historic garments, well, how old are you talking about?
Oh, go ahead, Brandon. You have
it. Oh, gosh. I would say some of the earlier pieces you brought in were at least 120.
Really?
Wow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they were hanging in somebody's closet or something, Joan? Or what's up with that?
They were. I mean, I was just so fascinated with a pair of shoes. They were, what, it's like a size 4.5 leather.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful, but the tiniest of feet. And they were high heels. It's not like a child's feet.
Oh, no. It was an adult woman's pair of shoes.
But it was fascinating to me when I brought these garments into Brandon. And she and Paige and the three of us hung over this table. And they just looked at each and every seam and the lace and the position of the seams. And it was just mind-boggling to me.
They don't make them like they used to.
Oh, no.
You're not going to find 100 years from now clothing in anybody's closet that's going to work.
Right. But there's so many artifacts in the fashion, the historic fashion industry. I mean, it just blows my mind. And Brandon's super educated on all of it. And
we have over 300 years of fashion in the collection. Everything from outerwear to underwear you will find in this comprehensive collection for men, women, and children.
Wow. And I think something that's so interesting that people can experience at Genesee Country Village is you can learn about the historic fashion and textiles in the gallery and then go out into our historic village and see our costumed interpreters wearing reproductions and see this clothing in real time in action.
Yeah, that's the fascinating part about it. And thank you for everything that you do out there, because it is
just treasure.
Oh, it really is. Yeah.
We used to play, years ago, we had old-time baseball. We used to play out there.
We still do. We still do.
Yeah. It was so much fun. It was just the coolest thing. Talk about no rules. It was awesome.
No myths.
Right. No myths or nothing.
Are tickets still available for the November 4th?
They are indeed. We will be selling tickets for just a couple more days. So if you'd like to join us for this program, head over to gcv.org. Tickets are on sale online, and you can find out all about this interesting program.